it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka,
boom, shakalaka, boom. Yes, and the way it's run, perfectly, perfect timing. Welcome to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack, Sports Byline USA. Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation. Are we full fidelity? Are we not full fidelity? Oh, wait, we're full fidelity. Absolutely terrific. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the platforms, the devices. You can grab us. You can grab all the programming here on the network. Joe, explain it to them.
All right, Bob, there are so many ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go, and it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And if you go to our homepage, there's a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. There's iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, if you're serving us, no matter where you are, if you're overseas, if you're in this country, it's very tough at this holiday season to be alone. And you know, you get the phone calls and you get the packages and everything else, and that's all well and good. But in reality, you're still not home. And maybe this gives you a little bit of a taste. It makes it a little less lonely. We're very happy and proud to be a part of that tradition.
Well, that's well said, Bob, and sentiments that I couldn't agree with more. And in our next segment, right out of the box, we're going to start with the college football. We'll, before we do that, we will quickly set the table first and give you kind of a rundown on what's coming up on this edition of the attack. And then we'll hit the ground running, starting with all the college football news. Most notably, the latest college football playoff rankings are out. That's all next here on the attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I told my wife I'd be home by 1 the latest. We're making an 8 o'clock plane to Florida.
Who goes to Florida in July?
It's off season. There's no crowds and you get the best room for 1/10 the price.
Some vacation. 6 cheap people in an empty hotel.
Sounds like a winner to me. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and Mr. Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I know that's one of your favorite scenes and one of your favorite movies.
It sure is. I love The Odd Couple, and I love John Fiedler.
just the voice itself was always something to put a smile on your face.
I mean, and he was in everything from he was a character actor in literally every 76 sitcom in a guest starring type role, Bob. Oh, yeah. Let's be honest. Whether it was The Odd Couple, he did several episodes of that. Barney Miller, you name it. Every one of those 70s sitcoms that you saw throughout the 80s and 90s and even into the 2000s in syndicated reruns, he was a regular in that. He was in a couple of John Wayne movies as a character actor. You know, he's been all over.
Hey, listen, he had one of the key roles in True Grit.
Yep.
He was the lawyer, Jay Noble Daggett.
Jay Noble Daggett, who nobody believed existed until the end when he shows up and I'm Jay Noble Daggett. And he's like, and John Wayne is like, thank God,
I thought you'd be bigger. Let me assure you, sir. Do not let my stature fool you.
True Grit was an incredible movie, and the young girl, and I forget her name, who played Maddie Ross, that character was incredible. She did an incredible acting job.
Kip Darby.
She was tough as nails. It was a great movie. If you haven't seen True Grit.
Both of them, actually. But the original was amazing.
I'm a sucker for the John Wayne version, so, you know. And then the sequel also was pretty darn good. You know? What are you going to do, you one-eyed fat man? You son of...
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
That's it. There you go. Just a great, great movie. You know, it's one of those that, if you're like me, you've probably seen every one of John Wayne's, his Western, just about all of his movies multiple times, and it just doesn't matter. They're on, you watch them. If I've seen The Shootist, which was his last movie and a great movie, if I've seen that movie once, I've seen it 600 times. You know, it's been on a million times my life. Great movie, though. Great movie. But enough about John Wayne. Enough about John Fiedler. Let's get to today's edition of the Spano and Black Attack. We'll actually find some time to talk a little sports here. A lot of the focus throughout the show is going to be on the world of college football. The latest, second to last, penultimate college football rankings are out. We'll talk about those, not only who's in the top four, who's not in the top four, who's lurking, how they get in, who has a chance and who doesn't. We'll dive into all of that. Mark Helfrich out at Oregon. We'll dive into that. Maybe we'll also backtrack a little bit on our own before we get to our guest, the back of hour number two, and weigh in with our thoughts on LSU retaining Coach O and Tom Herman going to Texas and perhaps even what Houston's going to do as far as their head coach. You know, we'll tackle all that stuff. We'll try and get to the baseball. Yoannis Cespedes is signing a 4-year deal with the Mets to give them some certainty as far as their lineup. We'll talk about that. And then to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Shea Dixon. Go 24/7 Sports and CBSSports.com. He's their man on the scene for LSU Tigers football. We'll get his thoughts on the Tigers keeping Coach O as their head football coach on a permanent basis and how he's going to round out his staff and a whole lot more. That's at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Bob. But we probably should dive in. College football rankings are out. The second to last edition of those college football rankings, the next one, will determine who is going to make the college football playoffs for this season. The top eight is what's relevant. Those are the only teams with really any realistic chance of getting into the college football playoffs and being in the Final Four. And they are as follows. Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, Washington. That's your top four. If it ended right now and these were the final rankings, those would be your playoff teams. Michigan, with their loss to Ohio State, dropped all the way to 5. Wisconsin 6, Penn State 7, Colorado 8. The two Big 12 teams that will battle for the de facto Big 12 championship and the de facto Big 12 championship game, they're number 9 and number 10 with no chance of cracking the top 4. That's really the story of your college football rankings, Bob.
Yep, it's exactly how it stands. I don't have any quibble with really anything that I'm looking at as of right now. You know, a lot of people were making the argument after the Michigan State, after the Michigan Ohio State game that, you know, it was a game that Michigan really gave away in many cases. And so their drop was not too far. And, you know, the way it sits right now, I would have no issue if they went into the playoffs exactly as that right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Washington. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, there's a lot more football to be played. Notably, yep. This weekend's games and a bunch of conference championship games. In essence, it's all 5 power conference teams just so happen to have a championship game this weekend. Now, the Big 12s is not official. It's just the game that closes the season, bedlam between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. But the reality is the way the Big 12 came together this year, it is their championship game.
Yep.
They're not having it at a neutral site, and there's not all the advertising fanfare that goes with a conference championship game, you know, in the tradition of the Pac-12 and the Big Ten and the SEC and the ACC, but it is in essence their championship game as the two teams at the top of the standings in the Big 12 matchup. The winner is the Big 12 champion and the loser is not. Simple as that. So I think some observations are important here. As with you, the rankings at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, 9, and 10. No problems with any of them. They all make perfect sense. Because these aren't the last rankings, what you're looking at in 1 through 8 doesn't mean all that much. There are a couple of things you can take out of this. It's that number 1 and 2, Bama and Ohio State, have locked themselves into the playoffs. Even if Bama were to shockingly lose the SEC championship game, they will be in the Final Four, and they will be in the college football playoffs. Ohio State can't do anything to help themselves or hurt themselves. They're sitting on the sidelines. But it appears with their ranking at number 2 that they would be hard-pressed to fall out of the playoffs as well. With that being the case, obviously Clemson and Washington, they do need to win their conference championships to remain in the playoffs. If they don't, they're out. But if they take care of their business in the ACC championship game and Pac-12 championship game, respectively, it's hard-pressed to find a way where they're not included in the Final Four. Michigan, who's on the sidelines, if the teams in front of them take care of their business, is not going to move up. Wisconsin and Penn State, they do battle in the Big Ten championship game.
So one will fall by the wayside and the other one will hope.
Right, exactly right. That's what happens. They hope. I think they're hard-pressed if everybody wins in front of them that's playing to actually move into the Final Four. And then there's Colorado. They take on Washington in the Pac-12 championship game. If they were to beat Washington, boy, that's hope beyond hope. But I guess there's a sliver of hope, very, very small. But that, in essence, is what we're up against. And that's my initial observations based on seeing these rankings. It's that Bama and Ohio State are locked in. Clemson and Washington, easier said than done, but simply need to take care of their business. And then it's Michigan and whoever wins the Big Ten championship game truly lurking. And we're getting up against it here. But in the next segment, Bob, we should probably talk about the chances should a team or both teams directly in front of those teams that are lurking lose, and who would be in, who would be out, and how it would all shake out.
Yep.
We'll discuss that next here on the Spano and Black Attack and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, we're talking college football playoff top 10 and really top 8 as we're talking about who might be in and who might be out. Top four looks pretty solid as of right now, but barring catastrophe in these weekend's games, that's how it should stay. But as they say, you got to play them and you never know.
Exactly right, Bob. And again, as I said in the last segment, and I think you'd agree, and a lot of my observations are my own, and they're coupled with some reading that I did. And when it comes to bracketology and these rankings, I go to one guy. I go to Jerry Palm.
Mm-hmm.
I've known him for 15 years. We've been having him on this show since before he was at CBS, when it was College BCS and CollegeRPI.com. So I think he does as good a job at forecasting rankings and selections and seedings as anybody in this business, probably better than just about all of them. And every time you read an article, what he says is going to go down is exactly what goes down. Whether you agree with it or don't is not the point. The point is he knows what he's talking about. He knows how these committees think. So, you know, I did my reading. I read his article. I looked at what was in front of us. And basically, this is how it looks like it's going down. Alabama, Ohio State. Ohio State can't do anything but sit there. Alabama, even if they were to lose the SEC championship game, which the way Florida plays offense, is extremely unlikely. But that said, even if Bama were to lose, they'd probably drop from like 1-4.
I don't even know that they'd drop to 4. I think they might just drop one slot.
Darn. Well, whatever it is, they're in. Those two teams are in. So really, it's about Clemson. It starts with Clemson and Washington in their respective conference championship games. If one were to lose, you know, now obviously if either Clemson or Washington lose or both lose, those two teams are out of the running. They will not make the college football playoffs.
Correct.
In essence, what happens is if one of them loses, now the big debate is in essence between the Big Ten conference champion, the winner of Wisconsin and Penn State, Michigan. That's your debate right there. It is, in essence, two teams for one spot. And that debate gets interesting. If it's Penn State, you know, they're the champion on that side of the conference over Michigan. They will have a better record by one game and be the conference champion. But when you look at the entire resume, Penn State did have an easier schedule. Michigan has more of those top 20 wins and a lot more bigger wins. And in their head-to-head matchup earlier in the year, Michigan beat Penn State by 39.
Right.
So that's an interesting debate. And according to Jerry Palm, when the committee goes in the room, and probably rightfully so, Michigan would get the edge and ace out the Big Ten conference champion in that case. Wisconsin, on the other hand, if they win the Big Ten championship game, that argument, despite the head-to-head victory by Michigan over Wisconsin in Ann Arbor, has a much more compelling argument. You know, they both have big non-conference wins over ranked foes. Michigan's over Colorado. Wisconsin's over LSU. They've both played very, very tough schedules. Wisconsin will have a better record by a game, and Wisconsin will have a Pac-12 championship in its pocket. And remember, Wisconsin's only losses by 7 to Michigan in Ann Arbor and to Ohio State in overtime at Camp Randall. You know, they beat Nebraska. They've beaten everybody else on their schedule in the Big Ten, and they've played all the ranked opposition in the Big Ten. They beat Minnesota. They beat Nebraska. You know, they check all the boxes. So I think in a battle between those two, and this is where I agree with Jerry Palm 100%. He said that Wisconsin would probably get the edge over Michigan if those two teams are fighting for that one spot. In turn, he says that Michigan would get the edge over Penn State because of the head-to-head if those two teams are fighting over the one spot.
Yeah, and I think if you're the committee and you're looking at it, for all the logistics involved and all the statistics involved, those two head-to-head matchups, if it ends up being those three teams fighting for one, that tilt has to go towards Wisconsin. It, you know, look, the Penn State blowout was exactly that, a blowout. So if it ends up being them in Michigan, you got to lean towards Michigan. With Wisconsin, it's a different story. Those losses were very, very close. They will have beaten the conference won the conference championship. They will come out of that as conference champion. That would be hard to ignore. And as you said, the addition of their schedule, the rest of their schedule, plays in their favor. It wasn't that Michigan shirked anybody, but it would be difficult to look away from a conference champion, even though they would have lost to Michigan. But that's if it's one slot. If it's two slots, to me, that gets really intriguing should Colorado beat Washington.
Well, here's the deal if it's two spots. Colorado beats Washington. Clemson loses to Va Tech. Now you've got Michigan, winner of the Big Ten championship game, and Colorado fighting for two spots. So now you got three and goes into two. Based on how this all is going to set up, Colorado going to be hard-pressed to jump past either Michigan or the Big Ten champion. Again, you can make the debate. Michigan owns the head-to-head matchup against Colorado. That game took place, again, in Ann Arbor. And Colorado actually led, I think, at halftime or leading to halftime before Michigan took control in the second half. Schedules are comparable. You look at Colorado's body of work. If they were to beat Washington in the Pac-12 championship game, I can make a case that their schedule is as good as, and even maybe better than Michigan's, and every bit as good, if not better, than Wisconsin's. You can make the case for Washington, but I think where the committee has seated Colorado has kind of told you where they're at. You know, in this, if there's three teams fighting for two spots, I think the committee has made it clear that they're enamored with the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And that it's quite possible that both Michigan and the winner of the Big Ten championship game will be in the college football playoffs, and the college football playoff committee will actually take three teams from the Big Ten and one team from the SEC, and that's your playoffs. I don't know that I agree with that. I think if Colorado wins that Pac-12 championship game, they have a very compelling case. I certainly like their overall resume better than Penn State's, and I would put it up against Wisconsin's, and I'd put it up against Michigan, who is not a conference champion despite the head-to-head. So, again, there's a lot of Mac. If one loses of the two, it's fairly easy to figure out, especially depending on which way the Big Ten championship game goes. If two lose, it gets very, very interesting, Bob. And, you know, you brought up some good points. Also, you look at this, and now you have a pair of two-loss teams in the Big 12 championship game who have decent resumes. But yet we look at their resumes and we do these arbitrary measures, and we have decided that if chaos ensues, the Big 12 still has no chance, and their winner at Bedlam is on the outside looking in. And I guess when we're all said and done, we've gone back and forth, we've made everybody's case, we've gone through all the machinations, but I guess when we're all said and done, it leads me back to one thing. At the end of the day, the right number for the college football playoffs is 8 and not 4. The difference, when you look again, and it's happened every year since the playoffs have started, when you stop at 4, the cases for 5 and 6, or sometimes even 5, 6, and 7, the difference between 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, and sometimes even 7, are very, very arbitrary and very, very minuscule. And each side has a legitimate argument, and a team that could actually, that has a legitimate chance and has done enough work to win a national title, is left on the outside looking in. So after we spend two segments of a sports talk radio show trying to debate who would be in if this happens and that happens, I'm left with one conclusion at the end of the day. They need to expand it to 8. Yes, there would be an argument between the teams that were at 7 and 8 versus 9 and 10. But at that point, you've moved the argument far enough back that the teams on the outside looking in are incredibly flawed, because once you get past six or seven, really, you know, even eight is a team that probably has a lesser resume and you could make a case maybe doesn't deserve to be included. But to keep things neat and clean, eight's the right amount. It makes perfect sense. We go through this every year, and there's always teams with hurt feelings on the outside looking in. Eight for the playoffs is the right number, Bob. That's
no question about it. It's like the old days with the bubble in basketball, but it needs to be set in that number. And we're going to drag it into the third segment because I want to give you my opinion on the committee and why they're doing things in the way that they're doing it right now.
That's all next on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Talking about the committee, talking about college football playoff top 10 specifically. And Joe, you know, a couple of interesting things out of this and the way they have things tilted right now. And we talked about the possibilities of upsets, which of course are there. But let's just say it stays true to form, and it goes Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Washington.
Well, that would be boring, but...
Well, it would be boring.
And anticlimactic, but okay.
But there's a couple of messages out of here which I find interesting. First of all, Ohio State getting in without being their conference champion. You know, we've talked for the last couple of years, specifically with the Big 12, about how they don't have a championship game, therefore they can be penalized, and penalized pretty easily by not having a championship game. But you're looking at the possibility of not only they and Oklahoma State being left out because they don't have a championship game, but the winner of Wisconsin-Penn State being left out as well, and they are playing in a championship game. So, you know, it seems as if the committee is tilting towards looking at it more on the eye test, who's playing well and how they're evaluating talent in said conference. That's number one. And then number two, I think they've also ranked the conferences, and I happen to think pretty accurately in this case, but it seems as if in the committee room they're doing the same thing. It's Alabama who rules the SEC, and they're looking at it like the Big Ten is the best conference in football, but there's four teams
this
involved.
This year it has been, Bob. Right, I think by a wide margin. The SEC's a little down.
No question about it, but the reality
is... And very
is
quietly, the Pac-12 is maybe the number two conference in all of college football. Surprisingly enough, that wasn't the impression we were left early on, but you look at the current rankings, and that's the number two conference. The SEC is number three. The ACC is number four, and the Big 12 is number five.
Number five, exactly. So, I mean, you know, you're looking at it and playing both sides of the scenario here. You literally could have three Big Ten teams in there. Well, they're telling you that's the best conference in football, albeit that Alabama is the best team in football. So, I mean, you know, the way this is shaking out, I think it's a dual message. You don't necessarily have to have the championship game. This particular year, it's not helping you necessarily. It may next year. And then they're playing it by the eye test and also the result test, but the eye test as well, as to what they believe is the strongest conferences. And they're seeing it by far that the Big Ten is. And then everybody else falls in line from that point on. And the rankings dictate that. You know, you think about it, you could end up with two power conferences out of the mix completely when they actually have the selection.
You could actually have three.
Well, that's
if
true.
If this all goes right. It will literally be the Big 12 Invitational with Alabama drawing a guest appearance. I mean, that's what it'll be. The Big Ten Invitational with Alabama.
And with them being the favorite.
Yeah. Oh, and naturally so. Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And, you know, you talked a lot about the committee and what they're saying this year. In years past, they put extreme value on conference championship game and being a conference champion. This year, it doesn't seem as much based on what the standings are and what they're saying. What Kirby Holcutt, the chairman of the committee, has said in his interviews with ESPN during the selection show. It looks like there's value on the eye test and who's playing. They've changed, it seems, on the fly this season what they're valuing. And the committee in general, and it's tough. I mean, you know, you're doing a job that ends up being pretty arbitrary as far as these rankings, but they're important because, as I said, ultimately eight's the right number, and this it seems to get proven every year. That said, the message the committee often sends is inconsistent, and this year it's no exception. You know, they'll make one case where it's about how you're playing now and finishing well, but then we're going to take a Michigan team that has limped home, and we're going to elevate them above a Penn State team that is a far different team than the one that lost to Michigan early in the year. It's playing the best ball of the season coming. I mean, Penn State's playing better than just about than anybody in the Big Ten right now. They're playing better than Wisconsin. They're playing better than Michigan. They're playing better than Ohio State.
No question.
The committee often sends these inconsistent messages. And I think ultimately the play on the field is going to take a lot of the work away from them. If it doesn't, it gets very interesting because now it's all down to, well, what do you value? And it looks like in the case of if Wisconsin were to win, well, they'll value the Big Ten. If Wisconsin wins the Big Ten championship, they'll value the Big Ten championship. I think Wisconsin will bypass Michigan. I think. Again,
if they win, yeah, they should.
I think. You know, I think they have comparable resumes, if not, and I think when you factor the extra win in the Big Ten championship, despite the head-to-head, I think Wisconsin's resume is better. If Penn State wins, I think the committee's made it clear with the head-to-head that they would lean towards Michigan. I don't know if I agree with that. I also don't know if I disagree with it. But I think they've made clear what their leanings are. And again, it's hard to do, and a lot of this is hard to quantify when the differences between these two teams is as wafer thin as this is. It's very arbitrary. It's why I think the number needs to be moved down to the point where the discussion is kind of moot, and it's like, well, you know, we've slid it down to 8. If you're number 9, 10, or 11, you should have just played better. You know, when we're having this discussion at 3, 4, 5, and 6, and maybe even 7, it's hard to say that because you've done everything you could do.
Right, right.
So that's why I'm such a proponent of 8 being the right number, because really, every year, that 6 or 7, the difference between 7, 6, 5, and 3 and 4 is really very, very arbitrary. Again, this discussion between Michigan and Penn State. If I told you I thought Penn State would be, if they won the Big Ten championship game, despite the head-to-head drubbing, mm-hmm. I don't think you could tell me I was crazy and completely out of line.
Absolutely
you know, so again, that discussion between which one of those two Big Ten teams, if it's only one, whichever one of the three you pick based on how it falls out, you're really not wrong. You can make your case. You know, if Colorado wins, and now it's 2 out of 3, whichever 2 out of the 3 you pick, mm-hmm. you can make the case, and I don't think you're wrong. And that's why I'm saying you need to move it back to 8, because the arguments are so arbitrary and so close that you're truly leaving deserving teams on the outside looking in. And it's different than the bubble now because they've moved that far enough down. The team we're arguing about getting in, well, they're not going to make any noise anyway.
Oh, no, of course
not.
That's
the difference here.
I was referencing the bubble from years ago, you know, not what's going on now in college basketball. You know, the reality is
the old NIT bubble from your youth?
Yeah, no, the old NCAA bubble from your youth. The
okay. I don't know if we were going back to your days when the NIT was the number one college basketball tournament.
Hank Iba. No, you know, you look at it, Joe, and it's funny because, you know, you were talking about Penn State and what they've done, and they're playing probably the best ball in conference and everything else. If we had that party of 8 going on, there's another team out there that would be in the conversation, and they're sitting there with 3 losses, and that's USC. You could make the argument that they're playing some of the best football in
right.
the country
it
right
expands
now.
It expands the argument, and that's exactly my point. Yeah. But at the end of the day, if they're left out, you're not like, well, oh, this is a miscarriage
right.
of justice. Like,
right.
well, you did lose 3 games.
Right. And
I think 8's the right number.
Yep.
And for those that say, well, if you move it to 8, you don't have these relevant discussions that make this last Saturday of the season so exciting, or this last weekend of the season, because the Pac-12 game's on Friday night, you know, that make this last weekend of the season so exciting in that these conference championship games mean so much. That's simply not true. They said the same thing when we went to a playoff. They mm-hmm. said the same thing when we went to the BCS. The excitement is always there. There's always relevant discussion at the end. It just slides down a little bit, but it's still relevant and lively discussion. Just like now, it's relevant and lively discussion as we slide all the way down the bubble in college basketball. It's still very spirited discussion. And it doesn't take anything away from the conference championships in college basketball either.
Nope.
So To me, that argument is silly. Just make it eight. It's right. It's one extra game, one extra week for a bunch of kids that don't go to school anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, the other aspect of it, too, you can incorporate some other bowls as well and make them a lot more relevant than what they are now.
Yeah, that gets them back in the mix, you know, some bowls that came out short when, you know, they did this reshuffling and they did a New Year's Six, as it were. You know, more of those New Year's Six bowls and even a couple of others, as you said, become relevant with another layer of playoffs. So I don't know how much more we can do on this beyond our thought and our agreement that eight's the right number. It would not knock the relevance out of conference championship weekend. It would just make for different discussions. Like you said, how does the Big 12 sneak in there? How does USC have a case, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just different arguments. The people that are left out, you just say you should have done more. Those that are in, they all have a chance, and all the teams with a real chance are in the tournament. At the end of the day, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
We've also gone through all these scenarios and laid it out for you based on where we think the committee will go, and we really can't argue how they get there based no matter how this turns out, because the argument between the four teams we've talked about is so thin. However they decide it, we may bitch about their rationale and how they used one set of rationale here and another here, and that's all true. But again, once it plays out, we're going to have a very lively discussion on Monday and Tuesday as we take a look ahead to the five final college football rankings, depending on who wins and who loses in these conference championship games.
No question about it. And you know, again, I almost think sometimes they plan it this way when they set these things. Eventually, it's going to move to eight. But as of right now,
you think it's fixed like wrestling? Because they always seem to get it right. I mean, you know.
Well, they seem to get it right. All right. Well, I'm going to leave that alone. I don't want to say they always get it right, but yeah, I guess they seem to get it right. I guess that's fair.
It's predetermined, like pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There you go. Now it's take all the credibility away from college football, and everybody will stop watching all at once.
It's entertainment. It's not sport.
Man, there you go. Do you want to know the real reason he said that as we go to break? He wanted to save tens of thousands of dollars at every event he had by not having to pay for state athletic commission judges and such.
Exactly right.
So, and in some ways, he ruined it. He ruined his business. And we'll talk about that and college football as we tie a bow around hour one. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain,
back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Well, that's pretty relevant, actually. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Joe, on this Blue Beanie Day, which I'm getting this image of Flounder in Animal House, although it wasn't a blue beanie, it was a striped beanie. We're talking college football and the playoffs. And before we went to break, a little Vince McMahon, and you mentioned the athletic commissions, and rightfully so. Not only did they have to not deal with athletic commissions, but no drug testing.
And then over the years, they were forced to institute that, but they even have rules around that.
Yes.
You know, look at Brock Lesnar, who failed his Nevada State Athletic Commission test for PEDs. Well, so somebody asked, well, Vince and the WWE, well, he failed the test. You know, you guys have violations. You guys have a PED policy. Their answer was, well, Brock's a part-time talent. He's not subject to the testing protocol.
That's right. Per diem.
For years, professional wrestling, we all knew it was predetermined, but the promoters they protected the sport. The performers, everybody protected the sport, and they never let you in on the secret. So it was sanctioned as a sport, much like boxing or other combat sports, by state athletic commissions. And what would happen is, you know, they'd send a bunch of judges and a bunch of people that weren't needed for wrestling matches.
Yeah.
Well, Vince got tired of paying that, running 3 shows a night all around the country, 300 days a year. It was a lot of money saved by saying, we're not an actual sport. We're entertainment, and you don't have to pay those fees to the state athletic commissions. But in turn, it really hurt his sport because it let everybody know what they already knew, and that it was predetermined. But it didn't help. He didn't do himself a favor in the long term. And he's struggling with the ratings now comparatively. That's a wrap on Hour 1. A lot of college football. Hour 2 is going to have college football. It's going to have baseball, and then back to college football. We'll set the table for you right after this very brief respite from the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He did something I tried to do and was unsuccessful in accomplishing. He won the general election.
That's Mitt Romney as he leaves dinner in New York City with President-elect Donald Trump and Trump's planned chief of staff, Reince Priebus, last evening.
The people he selected as members of his cabinet
are solid, effective, capable people.
Of course, Romney is himself one of those people reportedly being considered for Secretary of State. Earlier, Trump announced he's nominating Elaine Chao for Transportation Secretary. Also last night in New York, some burned American flags outside Trump Tower after Trump tweeted earlier that flag burners should face legal consequences. ISIS now says it's responsible for the attack at Ohio State University Monday. The terrorist group saying the attacker, Abdul Ali Artan, was one of their soldiers. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not have to stop you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, you can get Men's Liberty for free. Just call 800-280-1335 now.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
You can get Men's Liberty for free. Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and supplemental insurance. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odor, or infections. Call 800-280-1335 today. The call is free and confidential. Call 800-280-1335. Call 800-280-1335. 800-280-1335.
Southern states are feeling great pain from the elements. The latest is that three people died overnight when a tornado ripped through northern Alabama. It happened shortly after midnight. Besides those fatalities, there were a lot of people injured as well.
This is the largest fire in the last 100 years of the state of Tennessee.
And that's Tennessee's Governor Bill Haslam referring to the huge fire in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge in his state.
This is a special place in the state of Tennessee. Millions of families have come here and will continue to come here.
At least three people have died in those fires in the Great Smoky Mountains. Investigators are looking to determine what sparked a pipeline explosion just north of Kansas City's airport last night. Firefighters say no one was hurt in the blast, but that it ripped apart a pipeline that carries ethane as well as propane. Kansas City airport managers say that fire and blast did not impact airport operations. This is USA Radio News.
There are three foods that may be killing you. These three commonly consumed foods are actually banned in many other countries and yet readily available in the United States and frequently consumed here. The big food distributors have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to try and keep this information a secret. Learn what these foods are and what they are doing to you by going to killerfood35.com. That's killerfood35.com.
New Jersey's governor, Republican Chris Christie, has to do some explaining after he catches reporters off guard yesterday, announcing news of what turns out to be a massive renovation project. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler to explain.
It was Christie's first news conference since the Bridgegate convictions and Donald Trump's election. No questions allowed, so reporters expected the former Trump transition chief to make a big announcement about his future. Instead, they were told,
windows are literally falling out of this building.
Christie announcing a $300 million initiative to renovate the State House, the first major upgrade in 60 years. And he said he's staying put.
If I were announcing I was leaving to go to the Trump administration, would I really do it in the rotunda of the State House by myself without the person who would be actually giving me the job?
Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
And in Arizona, the Maricopa County Sheriff, called the toughest sheriff in America, Joe Arpaio, addresses rumors he's planning to join the Trump administration.
Joe Arpaio's run as the county's top cop comes to an end in January. The 84-year-old remains tight-lipped about his future plans and whether those plans include working under President-elect Donald Trump.
If the President of the United States calls, I have to serve my country.
Arpaio says he will not be talking about any conversations he's had with the future president, or even if he's had any. In Phoenix, Sandra Harrows.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, maybe all of the above. Welcome back to the Attack, Hour 2. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, exhale. It ain't going to happen. It's all about radio on the go, various different ways, platforms, devices that you can get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Spano and Black Attack. Joe, explain it to the people as Christmas season is right around us and they're looking for those new devices.
Exactly right about that. If you get one of those new devices, there's so many ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you. Whether it's our award-winning website, I still don't know what award that is, but it's an award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the programming as it happens. And on our homepage, if you missed anything, a wealth of archived interviews, we separate them all by genre for you. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and all have a Sports Byline broadcast network live channel. And last but not least, of course, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, you know, holiday season's approaching. We know you're away from home. It's tough without being with the family and all that stuff. And, you know, hopefully we give you a little bit of warmth around the old campfire, as it were, as you serve this great nation. And believe me, we appreciate your service. Plus, we got a little Army-Navy coming up for you on December 9th. We'll be doing our show from Radio Row in Baltimore, and that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Well said, Bob. Tell Robert to stop playing things in cue with his microphone on so that I can hear it in my ears.
And there you go.
We'll kick
just
off hour two.
Just making sure it all works.
Yeah. We'll kick off hour two next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My question is, if you're a high-risk driver, how are you overpaying?
I always love that. It's almost as good as the, what is it, the non-24 commercial? No, yeah, it's the, you know. You can't see me because this is radio, and I can't see you because I'm blind. But still radio, so I don't care if you're blind or not. You're not going to see me.
If you weren't blind, you still couldn't see me.
Exactly. Special shout out real quick. An old friend of the show and an even older friend of mine. He must be real old by now because I'm no youngster either. Mike Houlihan checking in. He actually texted me.
Oh, no.
And
kidding.
When we went to the top of the hour, he heard us talking a little wrestling, and he said, boy, it sounds like 30 years ago or close to it, 25 years ago. I said, pretty much, not much has changed in 25 years. My hair's gotten grayer. I've gained a few pounds, but I haven't grown up at all.
And the pay's the same.
Actually, it's less. I made more money then than I do now. You know. But that's a story for another day. Let me say we quickly set the stage for hour number two here. It's going to be a little more college football, mostly the coaching carousel. We've got to get to the Mets quickly and some thoughts on their signing of Yoenis Cespedes. And then we'll double back at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, and talk coaching carousel and everything else LSU football. Again, with Shea Dixon from Go24, spelled G-A-U-X, 24-7.
Like that, huh?
Yes. Well, Go24-7 Sports. And CBSSports.com. We'll talk about the choice of Coach O, maybe being a bridesmaid and never a bride as far as their coaching search, and I guess the future of the program in so many ways. But what do you say we dive in and we, I guess we'll start with Mark Helfrich being fired by Oregon first, and then we'll go from there as time permits, go to Tom Herman being hired by Texas next. And we'll save Coach O for 40 after the hour. Fair enough?
Works for me.
All right.
You know, Joe, you knew this was going to happen. And
you know, I can't say I did for sure, just based on the fact that, you see, it's funny. And I'll tell you why, and then we'll run with it here. 4 years on the job, after his second season, they were in the college football. They were in the national title game.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Right? their following year, the 2015 season, was disappointing. They opened the season, you know, preseason, they were ranked inside the top 10. They ended up as a 9-4 team and went to the Alamo Bowl. So mildly disappointing by the standards set at Oregon under Chip Kelly and before him under Mike Bellotti, but not tragic in the realm that it was year after year, 9-4 seasons. What have you done to us? And then this season was the extreme disappointment. They came into the season ranked, you know, in all the preseason polls, and they ended up 4-8, and they lost in the Civil War to Oregon State. So this year was, you know, the program's worst year since, I guess, sometime in the 90s, 1991 to be exact, with the 4-8 record. But I wasn't convinced, and I didn't think it was set in stone, that they were going to turn the page because of the previous 3 years, and in particular the first 2 years where it was business as usual. But I guess there was a direction being set, 9-4, which is disappointing by Oregon standards, and left them in the middle of the pack in the Pac-12 in 2015, followed by this year where there is no bowl game, and it's the first losing season since 04, and your worst record since 1991. Maybe it did seal his fate at Oregon, but I wasn't completely sure that this is the way it was going down.
Yeah, I really believed it was going to, and it wasn't even so much that I think he's a bad coach or anything else, but there were a number of things that conspired against him. First of all, you got new players in the Pac-12 that are starting to move up the landscape, most noticeably Chris Peterson at Washington. That's number one. And number two, you know, you lose your in-state game, which certainly didn't help him this particular year. But it was also, too, he's not getting the results recruiting that Chip Kelly got. And he, those first couple of years that you talked about, it was with Kelly recruits. And he had moved on to many of his own players that he was bringing in, and the talent wasn't adding up to what the results had been previously under Chip Kelly. The other aspect of it, Joe, too, let's not forget, you know, he coaches Nike University. So, you know, there's additional pressure up there that might not be there in other schools. You know, the only parallel I think you can draw to that is what goes on between T. Boone Pickens and Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. You know, there's such a large check written up there.
At T. Boone Pickens State University.
Yeah, and that's exactly
I'll take my
right.
I'll take my name off the stadium as soon as somebody writes a bigger check.
Right.
Isn't he one of the 10 richest men in America? There's only about 9 guys in the country that could write a check as big as his. I don't think any of those 9 guys are a big Oklahoma State fan. So I think his name's staying on the building for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I think one of them just became president, so I think he's out of the mix. you know, you look at it, Joe, and I think that weighed into it, too. You know, they're used to being able to do whatever they want to do up in Oregon.
The fact that, I guess, you know, that Nike money makes the buyout real easy. He's got a big buyout, Mark Helfrich. Yeah. Let's be fair. It's a sizable buyout, but Nike can cover that without an issue. And it's not as though there's a proliferation of buyouts of late. You know, this is a program that hasn't had a national coaching search since the 70s. You know, it went seamlessly from Rich Brooks, who they hired as, you know, was a second-level type guy because they didn't have the money then. They weren't that one of the haves back
then.
Oh,
yeah. You know, absolutely not.
It was Eugene Oregon. You know, and then they moved on to Mike Bellotti, who really doesn't get a lot of the credit, but he started the big-time success at Oregon, and he turned them into one of the class programs in the country and one of the class programs and a destination in the Pac-12. Then it was turned right over to Chip Kelly and then to Mark Helfrich. So for the first time in decades, since well before the Al Gore invented the internet, wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, Oregon is entering into a coaching search. So the buyout's not an issue. The recruiting, as you said, I guess sealed his fate as well as the results on the field. They can easily afford to buy out Mark Helfrich, and they must be confident that they can land one of several of the higher profile candidates who they think are a good fit for their program.
you know, for them to take this step, Joe, I mean, this is the first time they fired a coach in 40 years. That's pretty damn hardcore. And it's not as if he sucked, you know, as you said. And I think, to be fair, and we do that, 37-16 in four seasons. But when you hit, you set the bar as hard as high as you did with Chip Kelly, and then you get into the Final Four with his recruits. Once you go down, it's pretty hard to get back up. So I will raise this question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see a possibility of Chip Kelly going back to Oregon?
I don't think he's leaving San Francisco this fast. I mean, it doesn't seem that there's any acrimony in the relationship between Chip Kelly and Trent Baalke.
Nope.
Despite some of the rumors where they think it's a possibility that Trent Baalke is going to be shown the door, he's not going to be. You know, so I think they can continue to work together without issue. So I don't see him coming back. The most likely directions, things that I've heard P.J. Fleck, maybe he rows his boat to Eugene, Oregon. That would be the kind of high-profile job that could move him out of Western Michigan. I've heard Dana Holgorsen from West Virginia. I've heard Jim McElwain from Florida. I've heard Brian Harsin from Boise State. And the guy who I think maybe is the front runner, Central Florida head coach Scott Frost, who was the offensive coordinator in Eugene. So I don't think Chip's going back. I think they're going at one of the, I think they're going to land one of these guys. And in the next segment, we'll quickly decipher which one of these guys we think is going there. We'll move on to Tom Herman going to Texas, and we'll try and get to Ioannis Cespedes all next here on The Attack.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PVP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Talking about the Oregon coaching search. And, you know, Joe, the only reason why I threw Kelly out there, I think that's the first phone call they make. And then everybody else gets in line because the reality is this. They're going to lose for a while in San Francisco. If he goes back to Eugene, he's a god. I mean, they will welcome him back with the royal treatment. They'll give him the scepter and the crown and a blank checkbook. And that has to be appealing to any coach. I understand it's probably a long shot, but I think they're certainly making the phone call.
Fair enough. I mean, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to end up getting one of a handful of coaches we discussed and that we closed the last segment with it within the college game. Again, to me, the front runner is Central Florida head coach Scott Frost, the former Nebraska quarterback who was the offensive coordinator, you know, at Oregon before taking the head coaching job at Central Florida. I think he's the favorite. I would have to say the next favorite is probably P.J. Fleck.
I would
think. You know, Western Michigan, he's become a darling with the work he's done there. And obviously, as a Mid-America Conference coach, you want to raise your profile. Well, Oregon certainly raised your profile, and it's a marquee job. And when you hire a Mid-America Conference coach, you're usually hiring a guy that's going to have great success. For whatever reason, it is the cradle of coaches, going all the way back to Ara Parsegian, Bo Schembechler, Woody Hayes, I believe, was a MAC coach as well.
He sure was.
Urban Meyer. Need I go on? You know, it's truly the cradle. I missed a bunch, but it is truly the cradle of head coaches. So I think he would become the next favorite. PJ may also decide that Oregon's not the right or high profile enough gig. And with the way things are changing in the Pac-12, he may not think that they can return to success. I think it's a wholly fixable situation as they are not far removed from success, but one or two down recruiting classes. So that's pretty quickly reversible, much as you saw with Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a couple of down recruiting classes, some down results on the field for a reasonably short period of time. You give me a couple of years to get in there, I could turn this thing around and hit the ground running. So if you get the right guy, it won't take long. Dana Holgorsen from West Virginia. I guess Oregon's an upgrade over West Virginia, and that West Virginia is one of those middle of the pack Big 12 teams. It's West Virginia, but I don't know that that's the kind of move that Dana necessarily makes. You know, I don't know that he's a sexy enough power conference coach that he's the guy you go after. There's no real connection there that I can figure out.
Nope.
The one that I saw that intrigued me and threw me for a loop, especially after I did some further looking around and reading, Jim McElwain, the head man at Florida.
Yeah.
And not so much because who wouldn't want him? But why would you move from U of F to Oregon? And why would anybody at Florida be happy about it? But a lot of people down at Florida, I don't know if this is more fan base driven than anything else, they're a little disappointed in his first 2 years in that they look remarkably like the Will Muschamp era. In that, you know, again, great defenses like they had under Muschamp, but they still have no offense. And yep, they're still several steps behind the best teams, in particular Alabama, in the western side of the SEC. So from some of the things I've read in newspapers down in Florida, if Oregon came a calling and McElwain expressed an interest, there'd be a lot of people more than happy to give him instructions to Eugene.
Yeah, well, if that was the case, and I've read some of the same stuff, they would be idiots. Because don't forget, he's also dealing with Will's recruits. He's got to get his own people in there.
He's got to find a quarterback.
Well, he's also a proven commodity when it comes to that. He's an offensive guy. He can produce. He will produce. They just have to have some modicum of patience. And don't forget, it's not as if they've stunk it up the last 2 years. You know, they are representing the eastern half of the conference this year. So cool your jets when it comes to that, Florida fans. You know, a name that I saw that I thought was intriguing was Dan Mullen. Now, you know, again, there's no connection. There's no roots. But, you know, you and I have talked about it. Maybe that shelf life has topped at Mississippi State. I don't know. Is it a sexy enough name? Has he had enough success? And the question is, does he think that, you know, by staying in the SEC, will he ever have enough success to unseat the Alabamas and the Auburns of the world?
Yeah, maybe. I just don't see that. So how do you forecast this all shaking out when it's all said and done?
I think it's going to end up being Scott Frost.
All right. So we're kind of in the same place. I guess P.J. Fleck will think about it, but I ultimately think he's going to wait for another job.
I do, too.
I think that's fair. And do we both agree that this is an eminently fixable situation, but not necessarily easy in that you talked about some new players emerging in the Pac-12 and particularly in the north side of the Pac-12 in Washington and even to a lesser degree up in Pullman in Washington State.
Right.
All of a sudden, all those California guys that used to go up to Eugene, well, they might keep going. Does I-5 go all the way up to Seattle?
Certainly does.
All right. Well, they might keep going up I-5, head past Eugene, head past Portland, head to Seattle. Or for that matter, they might head to Pullman. If you're a wide receiver or quarterback, that's a fun offense to be a part of up in Pullman. Yeah. So it might not be quite as easy. And now you have Colorado entering the mix. They're actually getting guys to go to Colorado. They got a top 10 or top 15 recruiting class coming in next year. So while it's fixable, what was kind of a given as far as Oregon getting their kind of players, their guys from California and all that fun stuff, I don't think it's a fait accompli,
nope.
Bob. So I don't know. There are some challenges here that didn't present themselves 4 and 5 years ago, and the incoming coach is not going to have it as easy as Mark Helfrich did when he took over in Eugene, and I'm strangely intrigued to see how all this shakes out over the next couple of years. Does Oregon jump back into the mix within the Pac-12, or do they kind of go back to, and I'm not saying they're going to bottom out, but do they more go back to where they were under Rich Brooks before Mike Bellotti took
over? 6-7 wins, right.
Right, you know, and they were an okay program, but we didn't talk about them. Well, they're out in the Pac-12, and they were in the middle of the pack. They were never an embarrassment.
Right.
But they certainly weren't anything to write home about either.
Well, you know, the big difference being, though, they just throw money at it like it's, you know, the kind of money we get. And,
well,
you know, with that,
that kind of money.
That's exactly right. And with that being said, they can fix a lot of things with that. They have the best facilities in football. You know, they have the private jets. They have everything that works. When you're looking to impress a recruit, they just have to get the guy that can close it in the living room and then close it on the field.
Fair enough. Hard to argue. Real quick, we'll get to Cespedes at the back end of the show as time permits. Tom Herman going to the University of Texas and heading to Austin. Not a surprise to anybody. I think it's a good fit. He's got those Texas roots. He's been an assistant at just about every major program in the state, actually spent time on Mac Brown's staff at Austin. So he knows the culture there. He's done a great job in recruiting in state in Texas in the 2 years that he was the head coach at Houston. And he did it all with rarely having to get on a plane. Only brought in great recruits that were all 25 and 30 miles from the city of Houston because of their comparatively limited budget. He'll have no such problems at the money printing factory known as the University of Texas at Austin. And he can actually get on a plane, a boat, a jet, whatever, you know, land cruiser, whatever. He can do anything he wants. And I don't think they'll have any problems recruiting. Charlie Strong had said whoever the coach is next year, whether it's me or somebody else, they're going to have a 9-plus win season. I don't know if that was to save his own job, or he certainly put the bullseye on the back of the next coach. But I certainly think it's the right choice for them. And after his flirting with LSU in order to raise the annual pay to $5 million a year, I think Texas got their man. I feel bad for Charlie Strong. Don't know if maybe you can make the case he should have been given another year. Marlman ran a clean program. But the bottom line, like Mark Helfrich at Oregon, didn't win enough games. And in this day and age in college football, unless you're truly, truly bottom feeding for decades, you only get about 3 years to fix your program before you're shown the gate.
Well, you know, it was interesting, Joe. On a day you had off, I had Brian Davis from the Austin American Statesman on, and he's their beat reporter down there. And he was in favor of letting Strong go, because he felt that he did underachieve to a certain point, felt he was a little bit overmatched on the sidelines. But he made the point, and I found it interesting, that it was not a fait accompli, even though McMurphy from ESPN reported it, that Strong was going to be out the door. Their losing to TCU probably sealed his fate. He said had they won the Kansas game and had they won TCU, he probably is on the sidelines next year for Texas. Because they felt as if he could get them back to prominence, but it was a slower process than what they wanted. And everybody felt, you know, he's out the door. He said nothing changed with the athletic department. They were up front with Strong, and they said, we're going to sit down at the end of the year. Nothing is decided, and we're going to make that decision on you after the season. That was what Strong was saying. That was what the athletic department was saying. The boosters behind the scenes, I'm sure, were trying to manipulate things, but it was not a certainty that it was going to happen. He felt, as you did and I did, that Tom Herman was going to be the guy going in, but they did reach out to other people because they were a little unsure of making the same mistake on hiring a guy from a small program or smaller program and bringing him in.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple minutes as we're joined by Shay Dixon from Go247Sports.com and CBSSports.com, and he joins us on the Attack to talk some LSU football. Good morning, Shay. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Bob, Joe, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Well, LSU gets their man, but I guess the reality question is it their man? Where did Ed fit in the old pecking order as Coach O was retained?
Well, I think that he had a chance. They really liked his vision, for the program. I don't think they were looking much into his record at Ole Miss. He's obviously an ace recruiter. He could put together a good staff. So when he took over on an interim basis, I kind of thought that finishing, 6-2, or I guess 5-2, they had the South Alabama game canceled with the whole Florida rescheduling debacle. But, I thought that was the very bottom that he could get, if he still wanted to keep the job. And as the season went on, I know they lost Alabama. A lot of teams have lost Alabama. But after that game, there was the feeling that if he could win out, he would definitely get the job. They ultimately lost to Florida on goal line play where they couldn't run it in at the end. And that's when things really started heating up, guys, for the Jimbo Fisher talk really heated up. And ultimately, I think that people felt that was kind of a smokescreen for Tom Herman. They were trying to quietly get a deal done for Herman, and obviously that kind of became public that LSU was closing in on him, and Texas made the move to fire Charlie Strong on Friday, and the talks sort of fell apart. LSU was going to meet with Herman on Saturday, and early Saturday morning he told them that, hey, I'm going to cancel the meeting. I want to meet with Texas first, and LSU said, okay, we're moving on then, and never met with Herman and went straight to Orgeron and offered him the job. So I guess if you wanted to rank it, he fit maybe third or second, certainly not right at the top. They vetted out some other guys first, but there was all this chatter of Larry Fedora, Mike McIntyre, Justin Fuente, even a P.J. Fleck type, and it's pretty clear he rose above all of those guys. So maybe not right at the top given his 5-2 finish, but he ultimately proved to be not very far behind guys like Herman and Fisher.
You know, you made great points, and you really answered the question. He was their third choice to at least some degree, so they are bridesmaids and not the bride in their coaching search. But now they move forward, and there's a lot of talk about this star-studded staff that Coach O is going to be putting together in Baton Rouge, led by Lane Kiffin as his offensive coordinator and a bunch of great coordinators and position assistants all around the country. What are the chances Lane comes there? Because I've heard some grumblings that there isn't much left for him to do in Tuscaloosa, and him and Nick don't always see things the same way, and they have a long-standing relationship. And who are some of the other high-profile assistants that may be headed to Baton Rouge to round out what looks like it may be an all-star staff in support of Coach O?
Right. So you said it well. I think a lot of people, especially that, Bama, LSU, the SEC West teams are kind of all sort of tuned into each other from a fan base perspective of kind of how things play out with coaching staffs and all that. And you said it. I think that the marriage between Saban and Kiffin has lasted as long as it's needed to. They brought in Steve Sarkisian this offseason in an analyst role, but it, quite evidently, and how we're seeing it play out now, is for him to take over, as the offensive coordinator for whenever Lane left. I thought that a lot of people thought Kiffin would leave for maybe the Fresno State job. I mean, that's his alma mater, and their job came open this year, but he didn't get it. They passed him up for it. So I think that, as you noted, that he and Ed Orgeron have worked together at Tennessee. They've worked together at Southern Cal, so they've got a pretty familiar relationship. And is it a lateral move? To an extent, I guess. I guess if Bama's the best job in the country, LSU's not far off. So go and be an offensive coordinator, maybe make a little bit more money for a couple years, and then see what options are out there. But yes, I mean, things are picking up a lot of steam that it'll be Kiffin. LSU even offered last night, actually, and down here in Baton Rouge, I mean, the biggest talking point and a big reason that Les was fired was they've never developed a quarterback, and they don't have much of an offense when it comes to the passing game. And they have two really good ones committed right now, and they go out and offer a five-star that's committed to Bama from Hawaii, who is really kind of someone that Kiffin might be able to open the door for. So all signs are pointing to Kiffin to Baton Rouge, and really there isn't many other names being tossed around. And we'll see what happens. They've got to hire a special teams coach, and Orgeron has said they're going to hire a longtime NFL guy who's got a lot of experience. They've struggled in special teams there, which wasn't something that was normal under the Miles regime. It kind of fell apart at the end. And the biggest thing was defensive coordinator. I mean, LSU went up to Wisconsin, hired Dave Aranda after he had three straight top five defenses with the Badgers, and he comes down to Baton Rouge and immediately gets LSU into the top five of total defenses. And only one team in the country, Florida, had less touchdowns scored on him this season. So it was huge that they kept him, and he's agreed to a new contract, and I'm hearing that that's right in the $2 million range. So I think LSU viewed, okay, we didn't go out and pay big, big money for Jimbo Fisher of whatever Jimmy Sexton would drive the price up to, or however much Herman wanted. They're paying Orgeron, they've said between the ballpark of $3 and $4 million, so that they can turn around and spend, gosh, make Dave Aranda and probably Kiffin as well, two of the highest paid coordinators in the entire country, nearing $2 million, which I think they view as a good investment because that's kind of where where their bread and butter is. They're a great defensive team, and Dave Aranda's proven his worth, and now they just need an offensive coordinator, so you're going to have to pay for the best, and I think that's what they're willing to do.
Well, it's interesting. Les certainly could recruit, and he did a good job of it down there. Was that one of the concerns with Orgeron, was his ability to recruit the area?
Yeah, no, it was. So that was like a big bonus for him, obviously, being from Louisiana, and he's viewed as one of the best recruiters in the country. So I think that's kind of one thing that obviously helped him get the job, was that they knew that recruiting is certainly from the head coach down would be a priority, and that would continue, because as much as LSU has struggled, I mean, since the 2011 national championship game when they lost Alabama in that game, but they were undefeated that season. Since then, I mean, it's sort of been one year after the next. They've sort of gone in the wrong direction and never hit rock bottom or had a losing season or missed a bowl game or anything like that. But I think that they viewed this as a chance to keep all the, recruiting was never an issue, I guess is what I should have said there, is that even though they weren't having great success on the field, they were still bringing in top five classes. So I think with Orgeron, they see a guy who can continue to bring in top five classes, which is what they're used to, and then also have kind of the mind frame to know that, hey, I'm going to keep my hands out of the offense. I'm going to keep my hands off the defense when Dave Aranda's calling it. I'm sort of going to be a program manager, a CEO, if you will, and kind of let his coaches coach, which is not what happened under the Miles era. So I think they feel like it's a breath of fresh air.
Let's talk, and we're joined again by Shea Dixon from Go247, that's spelled G-A-U-X, 247 Sports and CBSSports.com. We're talking all things LSU football, in particular, the taking the interim tag off of Coach Ed Orgeron and the future of the program. Now, where I want to go is game day. We all know at Ole Miss, his recruiting success didn't necessarily translate into many wins at Ole Miss. He's had much more success in his last two interim stops, both at USC and at LSU, where it looks like on Saturdays, he's really done a much better job as an in-game coach than he did at Ole Miss. Now, is Joe Oliva and the powers that be at LSU comfortable that more often than not, he can compete in-game on Saturdays with the other brilliant coaches around the SEC? Or is this still a glaring concern?
I don't think it's a glaring concern, but I think it's one of the things that kind of the jury is still out on. And we won't know, obviously. He took over on an interim basis, and They finished fine. You know, they played much better on offense and everything like that. But we'll see next season. And I think that a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, and I just sometimes I guess I don't get this argument. It's certainly at the highest stakes is that, oh, well, he's relying on his offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator to sort of call the games for him. I think a lot of coaches are in that boat. A lot of coaches like to put themselves kind of surrounded by the best. So it's no surprise to have Aranda calling the defense and Kiffin calling the offense or whoever it might be. But what we'll see is kind of, I think, is game management. You know, at times this year they called, you know, let's just say minimal things, like a timeout or didn't use the timeout when you think that they would have, or kind of just curious game strategies that you wonder, oh, is he kind of just shaking off the rust of not being a head coach and calling all the shots again for the, you know, been a couple of years since he's done it at USC. So I think people chalked up whatever little in-game things they saw that needed to get wrinkled out as just someone who's kind of getting settled back in. And with an entire offseason, I think people are confident that, you know, he's going to be able to go toe-to-toe. But and I'll be honest, all that matters for them down here, LSU's got the talent to beat everyone except Alabama. You know, and that's the game where they might have be out-talented a bit and certainly been out-coached a good bit in the past 3 or 4 years. So that's the game that people circle and say, okay, prove your worth as a head coach by kind of outsmarting Saban, which obviously is pretty tough to do.
You know, Shea, I was working down there when Crazy Ed acquired his reputation as being Crazy Ed. It seems as if there's still an intensity, but has he alleviated any fears that he's going to go off the rails? And what have you seen by being around him in the program?
Right. I mean, that you know, it's been more than a decade, obviously, since he was at Ole Miss. I just think that he's sort of, and he's talked about this a lot, but people who, Bruce Feldman, for instance, wrote a book about him, Meat Market, when he was at Ole Miss, and it sort of just shed a lot of light on the kind of person that you're talking about, you know, this kind of crazy head coach that's sort of all over the place, and he's intense and everything. But I've heard Bruce Feldman talk on the radio a few times since then. He followed him at Southern Cal and covered him out there, writing a book on quarterbacks for that he published recently, but he'd been out there watching him, and now he's familiar with him here, and he's just said he has changed so much when it comes to that bouncing off the wall, you know, Red Bull, let's get up and get him type thing. I mean, he still has that intensity, but not the same type of person that you worry about sort of flying off the rocker, you know, and I think that they've got confidence in him that he's changed enough. And I think for him, he said the biggest thing is realizing, and at Ole Miss, for instance, he would get in the wide receiver room and try to be coaching up the receivers and bring in intensity and tell them what they need to do. And now he just lets all his coaches coach. And he's kind of said, hey, I feel like I've got an eye for talent, not just players, but coaches, and I've got to trust that. So even on an interim basis, he kind of let, for instance, the running backs coach decide if it was Fournette playing or Geis or whoever. And he just sort of hasn't involved himself as much. And I think because of that, he's having a little bit more success. I think he started to find that out at USC and then really applied it here. And obviously both places finished, 6-2 and 5-2. So sort of saved, salvaged both seasons in a way. And I think that people are excited that maybe that's going to be something permanent moving forward, is this kind of guy who has changed but still has that Ed Orgeron, you know, intensity that people love.
Well, as we get ready to let you out the door, we literally have under 60 seconds. I'll leave you with one comment and one question that I want a very quick answer to. The comment is, he wouldn't be the first coach to learn from his failings at a previous head coaching stint, see Bill Belichick. And the question is, Joe Oliva, is he safe long-term, or is this his last coaching hire? Because I've got to feel his act and some of his arrogance and some of his odd decisions and odd handling of things must wear kind of thin on the people in Baton Rouge.
Sure, it does. And I think, too, that, you know, everyone is judged by their hires. And even in the smaller sports, he's kind of gotten knocked for some of the hires at times. Right now, they could be in a situation where after this year, they need to make a change with the basketball program. There's a lot of talk that Johnny Jones, who Oliva hired, could be kind of in his final year if they don't make it to the NCAA tournament, just because they've been somewhat of a disappointment with a, you know, Ben Simmons on the roster and guys like that. So they are, I think people are sour on him. I don't know, you know, fans, for instance, I don't know about any people that matter and can get him run out of town or anything, but This hire right here sort of defines his legacy, because if he wants to be at LSU beyond the next couple of years, Orgeron needs to provide results right away, because there were so many people that said, okay, that maybe felt he was lazy with the search, whether Orgeron was the guy or not, that he didn't go out and get a big name. So we'll see. I certainly think he's starting to tread on thin ice.
Shay, we got to let you go. We're up against it here. Great stuff. Everybody can check you out on Twitter at Shay Dixon and on Go247 Sports and CBSSports.com. Let's do it again soon. Really appreciate a few minutes this morning.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye. Shay Dixon, Go247 Sports and CBSSports.com, talking all things LSU. We will tie a bow around this hump day edition right after this.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Ooh. Actually, it was pretty damn good. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joe, We'll get to it in more detail tomorrow, but the Mets get a 4-year deal with Yoenis Cespedes, $110 million. They got a pretty decent deal by signing him, and it was something that needed to be done.
I agree. You know what I love about it most? I know they paid a lot of money. Here's what I like most. They're not set the years. They're not saddled with him when he's so old that they can't justify the deal. So they lock up that long-term bat, that linchpin bat for the lineup, without getting stuck into 36, 37, 38, 39-year-old Cespedes. Love the move. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Great show. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to Shea Dixon. Thanks to all of you. We'll catch you all tomorrow with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.